USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it's still about getting vaccinated and boosted as well, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says antiviral pills may now be playing a key role in corralling the COVID-19 spread in America. Appearing on ABC this week, the White House chief medical advisor said when used with other preventative measures, antiviral pills could be what keeps people out of hospitals with serious infections. Although he noted production needs to meet demand in order to get the product into the mouths of those who need it. He also says that keeping yourself tested is going to be vital.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The surge in COVID-19 across America means a lot of governments are imposing mandates again, or trying to, most of them facing immediate legal challenges. One example from Wisconsin, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argued that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sending condolences to the family of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the South African anti-apartheid leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner, died Sunday at the age of 90. Uma Abedin is coming out with a new book to chronicle her tumultuous marriage to former Congressman Anthony Weiner. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The holiday period has brought a deadly shark attack out west. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Police in California say a surfer has died after he was attacked by a great white shark. The body of a male surfer was found in the water off Morro Bay State Park, which is about 225 miles north of Los Angeles. The death is under investigation. Beachgoers were told to stay out of the water for 24 hours following the attack. This is the first fatal shark attack in San Luis Obispo County in 18 years.
Saturday was like Christmas in July for some cities in the central U.S. Dallas, Texas, setting a Christmas Day record with a high temperature of 81 degrees on Saturday. Waco also had a record high 81. Further north, Cincy recorded its warmest Christmas Day ever, hitting 67 degrees. The Powerball jackpot's getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in the last drawing, so that means Monday's jackpot will be worth $416 million. Saturday's numbers were, for the record, 27, 29, 45, 55, 58. Powerball number was 2. Tickets matching 5 numbers but missing the Powerball number were sold in California, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Those tickets are worth $1 million bucks each. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.